I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Across the U.S., people are getting an ISIS wake-up call. A couple of recent panel discussions in Florida revealed stories untold by most media outlets. And a similar event is coming up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it'll go beyond information.
I think you'll walk out of the room with a new heart to lift up those who are suffering for Christ.
Organized by VOM, Family Christian, and Mission Network News, the IMN prayer event is coming up on March 4th. You'll hear untold stories of hope amid unbelievable hardship of those who've been marked for death simply because they follow Christ.
What they're asking us to pray for is that God will give them perseverance in the midst of persecution to serve Him well and serve Him boldly.
Visit us online for details and to save your spot. And you've got to have love in order to minister well. Set Free Ministries and Forgotten Men Ministries are showing that love in jails. They recently partnered up to better equip and disciple the men in a local jail. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer and Forgotten Men Ministries' Bill Bruesma helped to oversee that coming together. Dean says, as a team,
we show the guys how to be set free. Even though you're in jail, you can still be spiritually set free.
Dean says a majority of the prisoners in the program are thriving, and they're all in for Jesus.
We are there to set captives free, and then Bill comes in with a lot of his volunteers, and they do a lot of the continued discipleship. They're both vitally important.
Pray for strength and for changed hearts. You'll find other ways to help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is on the rise, and there's a growing call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details. I'm Ruth Kramer.